This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. presidential election rivals President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are ramping up campaign travel with just 8 weeks to go before the election. Democratic presidential nominee Biden will visit Michigan on Wednesday. He will outline new proposals to tax companies that move U.S. jobs overseas and offer incentives for those that invest in domestic operations. President Trump has touted the stock market gains in recent months. He has said his administration's tax cuts and deregulation helped create a powerful economy before it was derailed by the coronavirus. At a campaign rally in North Carolina on Tuesday, President Trump accused Biden of supporting sending American jobs overseas, adding the economy would suffer if Biden is elected president. Wildfires in the western U.S. state of California are spreading out of control as authorities say gusty winds could make the matters worse. More than 14,000 firefighters are battling fires from the Sierra National Forest to San Diego. Helicopters were used to rescue hundreds of people trapped in the Sierra National Forest. In the southern part of the state, people in a half dozen foothill communities east of Los Angeles are being told to stay alert because of a fire in the Angeles National Forest. A fire at Greece's Moria migrant camp on the island of Lesbos has forced people to evacuate. The blaze breaking out early Wednesday, both inside and outside the facility. Fire brigade officials saying the cause is not clear. Police say migrants were being taken to safety and they could be seen leaving the camp with their luggage in hand, according to witnesses. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a bombing targeting the convoy of the country's first vice president, killing 10 and wounding more than a dozen others. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns in the blast. An Interior Ministry's spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press earlier that the bombing targeted Saleh's convoy. The bomb went off as Saleh's convoy was passing through a section of Kabul with shops that sell gas cylinders for use in heating homes and cooking, according to the ministry. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, and the Taliban quickly denied they were behind it. Both the insurgents and the Islamic State group are active in Kabul, where tensions are also high ahead of the expected start of negotiations between an official Afghan delegation and the Taliban. AstraZeneca has paused global trials of its coronavirus vaccine. This comes after a patient experienced an unexplained illness, putting a dent in the British drug maker's shares. The latest move by the company is seen as dimming the prospects of an early rollout of the vaccine. AstraZeneca said in a statement, "This is a routine action which has to happen whenever there is a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials." Russian President Vladimir Putin and Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko will meet for talks in Russia, according to the Kremlin Wednesday. They will discuss energy cooperation between their two countries and regional conflicts in Europe. Lukashenko is due to visit Russia on September 14th, according to the RIA news agency. Meanwhile, protests in Belarus continue after a contested presidential election last month and as a crackdown against opposition politicians heat up. Top Democratic and Republican leaders of the House Foreign Affairs Committee are calling on President Trump to investigate the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the poisoning and dismissed any accusations of a crime, saying there is no evidence to support a criminal investigation. But suspicions surrounding the poisoning quickly mounted against the Russian government, which has used similar methods against critics of the state in the past. Most recently, the Kremlin was found to have used the same chemical weapon against an ex-Soviet spy in Britain in 2018. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.